Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Pets Aloud. This is Joy's very own show about pets. Thank you to Brittany for choosing not to play. And big thank you to Leo for this morning's music and providing us for our good soundtrack to the morning. My name is Kevin, and joining me on Pets Aloud today is Oslam and Alan.
How are you?
Hi.
Did you guys know that today is actually International Women's Day?
Of course we did.
Oh, yes. Of course. So very happy International Women's Day to you. And don't forget to stay tuned from 1 p.m. today as Sammy will deliver a very special International Women's Day special featuring interviews with many aspiring women, including Federal Minister for Finance and Deregulation Penny Wong and Christine Milne, who is leader of the Australian Greens. Now, it has been a very busy week at the Lost Dogs Home as we entered our centenary on last Sunday with Pet Fest. How did you guys have fun at Pet Fest?
It was great. We had the whole show, the whole road closed off. We had lots of people come bring their animals, and I was amazed at how many dogs were there and how well behaved they all were. I don't think we had a single dog fight or even barking episode all day.
That's right. I mean, even though there were just so many different types of dogs, sizes, colours, everyone was walking around with a big smile on their face.
Yep. It was a really good day. Yeah. And we showed lots of people through the new vet clinic. So we had tours every 15 minutes and we were pretty much booked up all day long. We had demonstrations of sort of x-rays. Mm. Caroline, who does our ultrasound, she had lots of toys and things which she was ultrasounding. So it all went really well. We got to show off all our new toys.
Ultrasounding how? In the animals? Or?
No. She set up, I suppose, models. You can fill balloons and things like that full of water and hide things in there. And because they're all different densities, they make different pictures.
Interesting. I'm sad I missed that because I was a bit busy running around like mad, taking photos and uploading them to our social media. So you can check all those out on our Facebook page or our Instagram, wherever you like to catch up with us on social media. It is on there. Now, it was a lot of fun, but we will be talking a bit more about that later.
Yeah, don't worry if you missed out on Pet Fest this year. Today on the program, we're going to be hearing from Claire Hooper, and we'll also be sharing more of our highlights of the day.
So there's plenty going on for pet lovers over the next few weeks. And again, on today's show, we're going to check out a few of these events, including the fast approaching Chill Out Festival in Daylesford, which is this weekend.
It is very fast approaching. It's only...
It's tomorrow, in fact.
It's time to pack the car and head off.
So let us know if you are heading up to the spa capital of Victoria this weekend.
Pets Aloud. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
Don't forget, you can also SMS us whilst we're on air, 0427-JOY-949, or give us a call on 1300-JOY-949. Now, it is going to be a very busy show today. Coming up, as Oz mentioned, we're hearing from Claire Hooper, who Joy's very own Matt Cardwell actually caught up with whilst he was at Pet Fest. We had some great Joy volleys down there on the day, so that was fantastic for us.
And with the Chill Out Festival this weekend, we speak to the host of the Chill Out Carnival Day Dog Show, Dialysis.
We discuss travelling and going to a festival with your dog and keeping them out of the heat.
And Melanie from NPR joins us on the line for a chat about the very busy NPR weekend coming up that sees the team travel to Bendigo and Echuca to microchip pets big and small.
There is plenty more on the show today, so remember to keep an ear out throughout the whole day. And we are actually going to try and play as many women tracks as possible
tracks,
and just female tracks for International Women's Day. But if you think adoption is the only option, hey, I just realised we actually have two female cats.
I was about to say, that was intended.
Oh, was
yes.
it?
Oh,
oh
yes.
Excellent. We have two lovely female cats. We're going to be hearing from one of about one of them, because I'm sure all she would say is...
Well, if we had the Caroline Pope, the communicator in, who was also at Pet Fest, we would, but... Yeah, not this time.
Not this time. But we are going to hear from Samantha Fox with Nothing's Gonna Stop Me Now. You're on Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9. The Pets Aloud News Wrap. a look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
It is time to take a look at the news of this week, and actually a bit of upcoming news as well. Now, anyone that comes down and visit our shelters might have a look into the cat adoption facility and see a lot of cats.
So our cat and kitten adoptions have been really great for the last few weekends, but we've had an awful lot of cats coming in, which means we've got an awful lot of cats that are looking for homes. Mm-hmm. So we are going to have half-price cat adoptions at the Lost Dogs Home in North Melbourne and Echuca. So come and see how many gorgeous cats we have. Lots of cats, lots of kittens. You can check them out on the website, which is dogshome.com. All cats and kittens come with a full health check, are vaccinated, wormed, desexed, and microchipped. Now, the adoption fee in North Melbourne is normally $95 for cats, and kittens are $170. So that goes down to $42.50 and $85. And Echuca, it's $95 and $130 for kittens, and again that goes down to $42.50 and $65. So we need to find these cats homes, so please come and help us out.
Yeah, all in all we have over 100 cats at all of our shelters at the moment looking for new homes, and we've been sort of putting them out on Facebook and everything like that, because it's something that we really need to find these guys homes, and they're all so lovely and they're all really playful. There's a lot of kittens, there's a lot of younger cats, older cats, there's any kind of cat you can possibly imagine.
Unique, yeah. Aren't they? They're different appearances, different characters.
They're all really friendly. They all deserve good homes. And that's, you know, we've got 100 cats up for adoption, but I think this morning we might have had something like 35 cats awaiting surgery as well, ready to go into adoption. So
yeah, leading into Labor Day weekend, with fantastic time just to come meet them. Maybe before you come along, check them out on our website. We have them all up there. Their profiles are there. And yeah, this is the time to really adopt if you've always wanted a cat.
Now that website is dogshome.com, and the half-price adoptions will be starting tomorrow and running through to the end of March at our North Melbourne and Campasby shelters. So definitely check that out, and if you can't make it to North Melbourne, why not go for a drive to Echuca? You know, it's nice up there. And speaking of cat adoption, did you guys see in the paper today that there was an animal shelter in America that found a home for a cat named Biscuit? Now Biscuit is very special because Biscuit is a bit fat. Biscuit weighs 16.7 kilograms, and that is almost three times the size of a normal cat.
So that's about four normal cats.
Oh, four normal cats? Yep. Really? That's a lot of cats. That's a lot of biscuit.
Yeah.
So Biscuit went to a couple who actually has another sympathetic shoulder for Biscuit to meow on. They have a cat named Max who is also a bit fat.
Sounds like they need to go on the Biggest Loser.
For cats
and owners, perhaps.
Well,
who
we
knows?
Don't know.
Who knows?
Now, Biscuit is going to go on a strict diet to help him shed those kilos.
So it's March is Polite Pets Month, so this is the perfect time to address those behavioural issues that your dog and cat might have. Your dog might be barking a lot, your cat may have forgotten how to use the little tray, or you might just need a bit of help with getting them started. The Lost Dogs Home Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic will be providing advice to pet owners all throughout March on how to overcome some of these common behavioural pet problems.
So this is an annual campaign in conjunction with the Australian Veterinary Behaviour Interest Group, which is a group of specialist vets who are interested in animal behaviour. And it aims to raise awareness among pet owners about training and behaviour issues, and encourages owners to ask their veterinarian for advice about their pet's behaviour. And this includes things like anxiety, boredom, stress, or there may be a medical condition which is, you know, affecting your pet and making them behave in a way that you don't want to. Punishment isn't the solution, and we encourage owners to use rewards to train their pets, so always positive reinforcement, but certainly seek out veterinary advice.
And you can also, especially with the Lost Dogs Home at the moment, we've got the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic, and your vet can give you great advice, but we also have Planet Canine, which is our training organisation run by Nicole Beasley, who absolutely believes in that gentle, positive, reward-based training as well, which is great because it's really enhances that bond. It's something that I've always followed with Cinder, my dog, and Luna, my beagle. And so, yeah, it's just a fantastic training experience, not only for you, but for your dog as well. So you can contact the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic on 9329 2755, or also visit 2 Boundary Road in North Melbourne, or check out our website, which is dogshome.com.
So since last week, or last weekend, I think it was, the weather has been extremely pleasant to us. Some people might find it a bit on the hot side, but personally, I've been enjoying the back-to-back 30 degrees. But of course, during heat, it's really important to keep your pets in mind. So even today, it being overcast, whilst you're at work, it's probably good to have a couple of things in place when you leave your pets behind. Alan, did you have a couple of tips?
Well, just always make sure that they've got shade and always make sure that they've got cool water in the shade.
And Cinda also has a paddling pool, which she enjoys. Because, you know, we'll be talking about a bit about heat later and how dogs actually lose their heat, but she likes to wet her paws.
Mm.
And there's a reason behind that. So we might chat a bit about that later. We'll also be looking at avoiding the heat when travelling with your pets. Now, it is almost that time to reveal our very first...
This week's Pet of the Week.
Our very first pet of the week for this week is Ginny, a little domestic medium hair cross. She's about 4 years of age. She's a little ginger cat. She's lovely, but Ginny doesn't really market herself very well. She just likes to hide away. She's got a little sleeping bag that she enjoys staying in, but she is a real sweetheart, and she's looking for a really good home and a really good owner who's going to help her come out of her shell. And once she does that, she'll be a very affectionate cat. Ginny's ID number is 929833, and she is at our North Melbourne shelter. And as we said, starting tomorrow, there is going to be half price adoptions for cats. So perfect time to look at getting a cat into your life. Right now, we're going to hear from Lady Hawk with a bit of My Delirium. And after this, we're going to hear a bit more about Pet Fest and the fun that was. You are on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. You are on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Now, as we mentioned before, we did have a big weekend last weekend with the fun and excitement of Pet Fest. Now, not only was Pet Fest a great day out for the whole family, it was also a wonderful weekend for adoptions. We had 36 animals find new homes. That's 36 dogs and cats, kittens and puppies, find new homes over the space of one weekend. Now, that's pretty good for us. That's a very big weekend of adoptions.
Pretty good with all that other stuff going on as well.
Yeah, considering we had, you know, celebrations and Pet Fest and everything like that, it was just fantastic. Alan, what were some of your highlights of Pet Fest?
Like I said earlier, I just liked seeing all those dogs there, and lots of them were dogs that we'd rehomed, so that had been adopted for us from us, and they're all really well behaved, all really happy. Yeah, that was great. Their owners took them through the vet clinic because we were doing sort of free dental checks and weigh-ins, and they could see what goes on there. So I just had a really good day.
It was a bit of a reunion as well for some of the dogs and their owners. Kev, you came across some previous residents at the home.
Yeah,
well,
actually quite a few, and it was great to see, you know, some of them were Abby and Sydney, who I've actually trained with as well when I do training at Planet Canine with my dogs. They're both former residents of the home. We did have Small Paws play group on the day as well, which saw a lot of adopted dogs come. Ozzy was actually there. Sorry, not Daryl. Ozzy, one of the terriers that we had quite a while ago, who is at the home for about 3 or 4 months through our behaviour rehab program. He was there, and it was great to see him doing so well as well. You know, the other highlights were the dog show. The Australia's Pets Have Talent.
It was so much fun. We actually had some really great Australian talent donate some of their time to basically judge the show. Charlie Pickering, Tamsin Lewis,
Nicola Charles.
And Tom Hobbs, and it was actually Mike Larkin was doing the emceeing, and it was actually lots of fun. The categories were the best dressed, so Fashionista Award, the Carbon Copy Award for the best lookalike, dog owner and dog lookalike, and Smarty Pants for the best trained
best tricks. Excellent. And best dressed was won by Herbie the hot dog, who was dressed as a hot dog, and he was actually adopted from our Chuka shelter a few years ago, so that was great to see. And best trick went to my friend Em with her little puppy Lumen, 6-month-old Australian Shepherd, gorgeous dog. And she was a bit tired by the end of the day because, you know, it was getting towards 3 o'clock about 3 o'clock, wasn't it?
Yes.
And she was very, very tired by then, but she did very well.
Yeah, so she did this thing where she went on her feet and they did a bit of a waltz kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had know how to teach Cindy that, but I'll have to look into that. If you want to see some more highlights from Pet Fest, check out our website. There is a story up there at dogshome.com. While you're there, why not check out our Pets Allowed? Pets Allowed. It's not Pets Allowed. It's our Pet Fest. Check out our Pet Fest silent auction. Oz, tell us a bit about the Pet Fest silent auction.
There's stacks up for grabs on eBay. We've just had a range of donations made right from really cool retro-styled bikes through to a handmade quilt, which is surprisingly coming in at $395 at the moment.
It is one of the most popular items in our silent auction at the moment with a, 295% increase on what we thought it was going to go for.
It's been incredibly popular.
Who knew?
So if you're curious to check it out, have a look and, you know, place a bid if you're interested as well. Apart from that, the best sort of deal is a...
Five-week fitness course. With Fire Up Fitness, which is a fitness course run by firemen. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
So that would be a bit exciting, wouldn't it?
What training are they doing?
I don't know if they're firemen or they're ex-firemen, but either way, firemen. Come on, guys. Get out there. They're usually fit looking.
So I'm sure they are fit.
And there is also a mobility scooter, which I really want to bid on myself. It looks awesome. You can drag it around the house, that sort of thing. Drive it around. Rip it up.
But if you've got genuine needs as well.
Well, there is that as well. But I mean, it would be a lot of fun. But yes, you can definitely check all those out on eBay. If you just search for Lost Dogs Home, it should come up with everything. Or go through to our story, which is on our Dogs Home website, dogshome.com, and check it out through there.
Our Facebook page. There's stacks there too. So have a look.
And I should have mentioned before as well that Ginny, there will be a photo of Ginny up on our Facebook page as well, as we always do with our Pets of the Week. We put them up there. Now, coming up, we're going to hear from Claire Hooper about Pet Fest, I believe. I don't actually know. What is Claire Hooper talking about?
Well, Claire actually adopted from the home, so she's going to chat to us a bit about that. One of our Joy volunteers had a chat with her just off the back of her Q&A on stage. So, yeah,
stay excellent. Tuned. Stay tuned for that.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
You're on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Now, many guests were present last Sunday at Pet Fest. Joy 94.9's very own Matt Cardwell was there. There was also Hugh and Pete were there as well, who were doing some awesome work for
us. Fantastic. They were just going around having a chat with everyone. They're lapping it up. And it was great to see the Joy t-shirts there as well in the crowd,
which was very cool. And they spoke to Claire Hooper for Pets Allowed comedian and adoptee from the home with her... Alan, I believe you've met her adopted dog many times.
I have. She used to bring it into the clinic as a client before she moved to Sydney. And the first time she brought it in, I said to her, "I know you from somewhere." And she said, "I do a bit of TV."
And
just
that's
a
it.
Little bit.
Just a little bit of TV. So let's hear from Claire.
Pet Fest 2013, and I'm joined by Claire Hooper, lovely comedian from Good News Week, amongst plenty of other things.
Oh, I'm all over the place.
You're all over the place.
Yeah.
And you're here with your Kelpie Cross Dusty.
Yes.
Now, can you tell me a bit about Dusty?
Sure. We got him 4 years ago from the Lost Dogs home here, and he was 4 years old then, so he's 8 years old, which means he's a distinguished gentleman, and yet people keep mistaking him for a puppy. best thing, he went for a swim in Mary Creek the other day, wouldn't come out, and I had to actually get in wearing an iPod shuffle, which doesn't work anymore now. I had to get in and swim down Mary Creek to catch him. That's an 8 year old. He should be calmer than that.
He would have been pretty smelly after the whole episode as well, I imagine.
Not like me. I mean, the great thing is dogs can like shake that stuff off, but I just brought it home in my socks. Ew.
And why do you think adopting a dog from a shelter such as the Lost Dogs Home is better than, say, buying it from a breeder or
store? If you're the sort of person for whom a maths argument works, for every pet that isn't bought from a store, that's an animal that's lost and gets a chance at another beautiful home. So, I mean, that's just the maths of it. But then also there's something wonderful about going to a home and for me, getting Dusty as an adult, puppies are cute, sure, but he actually came and he's fully trained. So I've got, I've got a busy lifestyle and I've got a dog that's not going to wee inside or chew things up. So you actually have this, you're able to choose a dog that you know the personality of already, which is, if you're a practical person, that's useful.
Yeah.
I, I really get the urge to get puppies, but you can get puppies from shelters as well. And poor little tykes, they should totally be taken home and given a loving home.
Excellent. Thank you so much for talking to us today on Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Thank you to Claire Hooper, and also a big thank you to Matt for coming on down to PetFest and doing that interview for us. Now, we will have some more interviews throughout the next couple of weeks with a few of our other celebrities and just general people around the home. And I believe there was also an interview with some veterinarian guy that works at the home.
Oh, that was me.
I believe so. Yeah,
possibly
Alan. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was on stage for a little bit and had some questions. And
Don't forget, Claire Hooper will be doing her show Plums at the Melbourne Comedy Festival coming up later this month. Her shows will be on Thursday the 28th right through to Sunday the 21st of April. So Thursday the 28th of March through to Sunday the 21st of April. That's a very long time. And
the Comedy Festival goes for quite a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And her shows are Tuesday to Saturdays, 7:15 p.m. and Sunday at 6:15 p.m. For details on how to get tickets and pricings and so forth, do check her website out or her Facebook page. Also, the Melbourne Comedy Festival guide will have the details there.
Awesome. Now, we want to thank everyone that came down to PetFest because it was a big day full of fun and, you know, promoting adoptions, promoting our programs that we do as well. So behavior rehab, foster care, sharing that bond, you know, with humans and their pets and their animals. Now, another event that you can share your bond is coming up is this weekend, actually, starting tomorrow, Chill Out Festival up in Daylesford. Now, we are going to hear, right after this song, which is Ricky Lee with Raining Diamonds, we are going to hear... I do have this right, don't I? We are going to hear from...
We do.
Cool. You're looking at me like I'm a bit of a weirdo right now. We are going to hear from Dialysis, who is actually going to be running the pet show at Chill Out Festival. Is it tomorrow?
On Sunday.
On Sunday.
Well, Chill Out starts tomorrow, but the actual carnival day, I believe, is on Sunday. So, yes, we'll be getting the details from Dialysis and loads more.
Right after Ricky Lee. You are on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Whoa. You are on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Now, as we mentioned quite a few times today, the Victorian Spa Country capital, Daylesford, will be hosting the annual Chill Out Festival all throughout this Labor Day long weekend.
So joining us on the line is a person who is no stranger to Daylesford and the vibrant GLBTIQ Festival. Hello, Max. Welcome to Pets Allowed.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you.
Max, thank you so much for taking your time out to chat with us today.
Yeah, quite all right.
Max, you've been on the Chill Out Festival Committee for about 5 years now.
Probably about 7 years now.
Seven, okay, yep. Close to a decade.
That's right.
So you've seen many festivals.
Absolutely.
What are you expecting this year?
Well, according to the website and according to the people I've been talking to, we're expecting a very, very big year. Obviously, the weather's going to be fantastic, which is just great. But I think it's the whole thing of just people coming to town and realising that, you know, regional Victoria welcomes them as a GLBTI person. Mm. And everybody can bring their pets, they can bring their children, they can all enjoy the weekend as much or as little as they want. Like, they can attend every event if they feel up to it, or they can attend as many as they want to.
Now, you've lived in Daylesford for, like, the last decade.
Yes, that's right.
Excellent. Is this, you know, do you feel like it's a whole lot of people visiting your home?
Oh, absolutely, and it's fantastic. I love it. It's like you're giving an afternoon tea to everybody, and it's just fantastic. It takes us a lot of, well, you know, it's a lot of work to get it all together every year, and every year you have your doubts about what's going to go wrong, but then you walk around on the weekend and just see everybody having a great time, and it really makes it worthwhile.
And Max, would you say Daylesford's a pet-friendly place?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a lot of properties in Daylesford that people can rent for the weekend or hire for the weekend that are pet-friendly. But I think every person in town has an animal, has a pet of some sort.
So to the festival, are you expecting lots of dogs to come along?
We're hoping so. There was quite a few last year, so we're hoping for the same amount this year. I think there was 10 or 12 last year, so we've got a few new categories this year, so we're hoping for a few more to come along to that.
Yeah, the categories do sound like quite a lot of fun. Now, you will be hosting the show.
That's right.
With Sasha Chante.
Yes.
Now, I was at Midsummer this year. If you go along, it's you know, they have a big dog show there as well. Do you reckon you guys are bigger than Midsummer? Or
sorry?
Do you guys reckon you are a bit bigger than Midsummer in terms of the dog show?
I don't know. It's probably on a par because, you know, the dog show at the Midsummer's obviously had Dulcie doing it for a number of years, and people like to go along because Dulcie's there. But we're hoping that the same thing happens at Chill Out and they come along, because myself and someone else will be hosting it. We've sort of had other hosts over the years, and it's always been really, really good.
So the categories are most feminine pooch, most butch pooch, most pooch like its owner, best trick, best in biscuit catching dog, and best waggiest tail.
That's
out of these, which is your favourite?
I think the dog looks most like its owner. it's always an interesting one to pick someone to win that one. We've had quite a few people over the years who've, you know, gone to all the effort of dressing their dog exactly like their outfit, or doing the dog's hair with gel or some sort of product to make it look like theirs. So it's been a really, really great experience.
Now tell us a bit more about what is best in biscuit catching dog.
Well, as far as I don't, this is a new one on me, so far as I know, we've got to try and throw biscuits and see which dog catches them best and which one doesn't. Last year we had a guy who had his dog in for the best trick, and he sat the dog down and took its leash off and said something to the dog, and the dog just took off and ran into the crowd.
That's a very good trick.
Like the best trick I've got away from my owner now. But yeah, it's pretty awesome to do. And most people get behind it.
Now, are there prizes?
Yes, there are prizes, yep. The prizes are all from a pet company who sponsored us last year and are sponsoring us again this year.
Oh, that's great to hear. So they donate all the prizes
for
you?
That's right, they do, yeah.
And how can people enter?
People can come along on the day, and we'll announce like about an hour before the dog shows on. They can come up to the arena and enter their dog. And enter themselves as well, and we actually have three judges this year as well, so they're going to be judging the waggiest tail and the best one looks most like it's done. It's, last few years it's just been up to the hosts to judge it, but this year we decided we'd go overboard and put three judges on board to check it all out.
So the people entering should go and meet the judges before.
That's right, exactly.
And get friendly.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. You know, take them a free gin and tonic or something. And I'm sure.
Here you are.
So do we know who is judging? Are you allowed to let that in? Or?
No. Keep that one
keep
quiet.
It under the wraps.
It's a
until
big
the day.
Secret.
It'll be announced on the day so people can then do their sucking up.
So they don't do it beforehand.
That's right, exactly. So they don't get in beforehand, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on Pets Allowed today, Max. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it is, and thank you very much for allowing me on your show.
No problem. Maybe and where can they find out more information?
Anybody can go onto the website, which is all the W's, chilloutfestival.com.au.
And maybe we can get a report back from you next week just to see how it all went.
Yeah? I would be happy to do it any day next week.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely chatting to you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye.
Bye. So that was Max, a.k.a. Dialysis, who will be one of the hosts of the Chill Out Carnival Day Dog Show, which is on Sunday, March the 10th at 1:30. Those categories again: most feminine pooch, most butch pooch, most pooch like its owner, best trick, best in biscuit catching dog. I want to see that one. That's the one I want to see. And best waggiest tail. Now, Oz, tell us a bit more about the Carnival Day. What's going on? What's happening?
Well, there's stacks going on. I probably couldn't get through all of them, but do check out the chilloutfestival.com.au website for a full rundown. The Carnival Day itself starts at 11:30 a.m. right through to 6 p.m. and there are prices, there are tickets at the door. So do check out the Chill Out website for more details on that.
Which is chilloutfestival.com.au.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Now, it is good to go to these kind of festivals and everything with your dog, but of course you should think about a few things beforehand. Definitely research and book some pet-friendly accommodation in advance.
Make sure that all your details on your microchip are up to date so that if you do lose them, it's easy to get them back to you.
Think about whether or not your dog's actually going to enjoy the holiday.
Yeah,
like, are they going to be stuck inside the whole time?
And or? Some dogs don't really like big crowds. Like, certainly one of my dogs isn't happy in big crowds, so it's probably best not to take her.
And start off with only small trips as well.
Invest in some obedience training just to lift the weight off yourself and your dog so it's enjoyable.
It is very important. Now, I have taken my dog to crowds before, and you know, you just monitor them whilst you're going out throughout the day. Like, sometimes they won't like to walk through big crowds, and you might have to pick them up and carry a 15-kilogram border collie puppy all throughout Midsummer for the whole time while she falls asleep in your arms and enjoys the really fun day.
So is it good to sort of test drive it with a local festival first before you make the trip out?
Probably a good idea. And it's also good to have someone there with you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I had my good friend Weston there. So whenever things got a bit too much and I was carrying her for a while, he would take over. He was her second doggy daddy for the day, which was great. And she was ready for the show when it came. So when Midsummer got to Dulcie's dog show, she was pumped. She was ready to go, even though she was asleep about 5 minutes beforehand. Now, it is good to take a first aid kit as well, especially if you are camping. Make sure you take plenty of their food, especially if they're fussy eaters and you can't find anything. You might not be able to find the food that they need. Water, medication, insect repellent, treats.
Take
Alan,
their bed.
Everything, yep. Really.
Yes, and take their bed. Take their
absolutely, because it's the familiar smell. Yep. So, and if you've crate trained your dog as well, take their crate along, because that will give them that familiar environment for them to go along to as well. If you'd like more information about that, check out the Holidaying with Your Pet articles, which are up on our website at www.dogshome.com. Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Today is International Women's Day. Joy 94.9 would like to acknowledge all women who contribute to our station and community. We encourage all women to get involved and be a part of Melbourne's own lesbian and gay radio station. See the Get Involved section on the new look Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy is a proud supporter of this global celebration that focuses on the economic, political and social achievements of women past, present and future. And today, from 1 p.m, tune in for the International Women's Day 2013 show presented by Sammy Whitehead, including interviews with Dr. Karen Phelps, Shelley Argent and Senator Penny Wong. From 4 p.m. Friday's drive, leading Lady Sue does her usual best to keep David in line. Then from 7 to 9 p.m, Basia and Tania of Joy's program Les Link are joined by inspiration women, women to admire, acknowledge and look up to, plus a guide to lesbian nightlife in Melbourne, an interview with the Wire Women's Network and reflection on the history of International Women's Day. Joy 94.9 celebrating International Women's Day, March 8.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
You are on Pets Allowed. All throughout today, we are talking about events. I am Kevin. I'm here with Oslam and Alan. We're talking about the fun that you can have with your pets. Are you heading up to chill out this weekend? Don't forget to let us know. 0427 Joy 949 or email onair at joy.org.au. Now, one of the recent events that we held was Pet Fest. Plenty of pet owners took advantage of $12 microchipping at Pet Fest, with over 43 dogs and 36 cats now on the NPR database. So the NPR is the National Pet Register. And we also had an extra 31 free ID tags given away on the day.
It's fantastic. So joining us on the line is the National Pet Register Operation Manager, Melanie Robinson. She was there at Pet Fest and joins us on the phone. How are you?
Hello, Pets Allowed. I'm very good, thank you.
Good.
It was some great stats there from Pet Fest.
Yeah, very good. Very happy with the turnout and, the happy little pets that went away, nice and identified. So, yeah, all happy there.
Especially seeing so many cats come as well, because normally that's such a big thing. We're trying to get cats identified and we don't see many, but 36 cats on one day at Pet Fest.
Oh, yeah, and they nearly all came at the same time. It was a bit of a disaster, but we did get around it, so we did manage in the end.
That's great. And it's shaping up to be quite another busy lot of events for NPR over the next few weeks, especially next weekend.
What are
the highlights?
Okay, well, also, look, we've got four events on next weekend. And, look, they're all got their own highlights in their own special ways. But two of them are the rural events that we're getting out to, which is a bit exciting. So Bendigo and Echuca. Bendigo is great. We always get a really good turnout up there. And it kind of helps that the council subsidised the microchipping program there. So it's $15 for residents and the council pick up the difference. So that really helps to get the numbers along nicely. And Echuca, that's a follow-up event from last year's inaugural dog walk. So it's really exciting to get back to Echuca and to help promote the Lost Dog Home services that we provide in that area. The other two that we've got on the cards are Maribyrnong Pet Expo. So that's we're pleased to be going back to that, because that helps to back up the Homes Long Association with that particular council. And the last one that we're also doing on Sunday as well is the Melbourne Uni Vet School Open Day. Now, we've been doing that event for the last 3 or 4 years, I think, and this year is particularly relevant given the new arrangement that the home now has with vet students from Melbourne Uni. So that's really exciting to get back to that too.
And that's a huge event, isn't it?
Mm, Yeah, apparently it is, Alan. Yeah, it's a really good thing. It helps people to get a bit more information about what goes on at the uni out there, and it's a big fun day.
And what we do together. I'm actually going to be there talking about what we do with the students, and we've got some people bringing adopted dogs down so that people can meet dogs that come from the home.
Excellent.
Oh, that's good.
Now, Mel, you've worked at National Pet Register for quite a while now.
Mm.
Why do you think these kind of events are really important for us to do?
I've actually been working for the home now, coming into my 25th year.
So, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. So I've got lots of grey hairs to show for it, don't you worry. I've been involved with the National Pet Register pretty much since its conception in 1988, 1989. It's important to get out to these events because... it is to give the people the opportunity to get their pets identified and the opportunity for people to put a face to a name. We're real people out there in the community providing a real service that actually works. So
absolutely, and we've done some really cool things as well, like going up to Queensland for the regional tour of Queensland and Tasmania as well.
Yeah. We did do that last year, and we had some fantastic results from that. And getting out to those rural communities is just so important, and it was quite amazing some of the feedback we got from people out there in far western Queensland was just phenomenal. We had people driving for 3 hours to come and have their dogs microchipped because a lot of these people haven't even seen a vet for 3 years.
So, oh, wow.
We weren't providing a veterinary service by any means, but these pets certainly mean as much to these people as they do to us city folk, The country people love their pets, they really do. They just show it in different ways, but quite often they just don't have access to the services that we take for granted down here in the city. So the opportunity for National Pet Register to get out there and provide this service to these people is just fantastic.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have to get a report back from you after the events in Bendigo and Echuca. It sounds like it's going to be really, really interesting.
Yeah, no problem at all. We'll hopefully might get some exciting animals to see along the way. Who knows?
Some different pets, I'd imagine, out that way too.
Yeah, for sure. Not that we actually microchip anything different. We stick with the usual cats and dogs, but certainly I can tell you lots of stories about lots of different pets that are wearing our National Pet Register tags. We've got a whole range of animals out there. We've got alpacas, camels, donkeys, pigs, goats, the whole lot. Anything that can wear a halter and have a tag on, we'll stick it on there.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
No problem at all.
And we'll remind listeners of those dates later in the program and also coming up to next week.
Great. Thanks, Oz. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Mel.
Bye.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
You are on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. If you do want to find out any more about National Pet Register events or the National Pet Register in general, also how to get a free tag, visit petregister.com.au. Now, as we said earlier, we are going to have two special lovely lady cats as part of International Women's Day. And Alan, bring us our second.
So our second cat is a kitten called Aurelia. She's about 4 months old. She's tortoiseshell and white. Really, really friendly. So Ginny was a bit of a, shy wallflower. Aurelia's really, really outgoing. Her number is 933-323. If you're interested in her, you can check her out on dogshome.com or call the shelter on 9329-2755.
You can also check them out on our website or our Facebook page as well. Don't forget, we are going to be starting half-price adoptions on cats and kittens at our North Melbourne and Campasby shelters starting tomorrow, so keep an eye out for that as well.
Yeah. I think at this point we probably should remind Ginny's number two. Ginny, we spoke about earlier, our first pet of the week. Her ID number is 929833, 929833.
Don't forget to stay tuned for the amazing Sammy as she presents her International Women's Day special broadcast. She's going to be fantastic as always. Now, you won't hear from me next week. I am taking a week off.
You are indeed. And you're leaving it to us.
So you will be in the driving seat.
I will be in the driving seat, hopefully doing okay. I'll call Chris.
You'll be fine, I'm sure.
Who's the daytime director, so hopefully he'll help me out. But
next week you guys will be talking a bit more about Echuca and the Celtic Dog Walk and Celtic Festival that is coming up on that weekend as well.
That's right. Yeah, we'll be heading up to Echuca in spirit, in the studio, and we just want to basically tell you all about the shelter there. and the people that work there, the staff and everything. So we can't wait for that.
No, it's very different from here.
Definitely tune in for that. And if you want to find out anything else about the Lost Dogs Home, don't forget to visit our website, which is dogshome.com, or find our social media pages via the Joy website, which is joy.org.au. And lastly, of course, don't forget to walk your dogs
and pat your cats.
This has been Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.